News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
On that. Ciara, the story that is dominating the newspapers this morning, lead story in all the broadsheets, state risks $26 billion in fines and costs over climate. Basically, if we miss our EU-agreed climate targets, it'll be the equivalent, the fine potentially is up to the equivalent of our corporate tax receipts or the annual health budget for 1 year.
Yes. Discuss.
Well, it just struck me this morning, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump, and we're going to be quite rightly, and we're quite rightly outraged and horrified at how Donald Trump does business. Mm-hmm. And the way he sticks his head in the sand and he doesn't want to hear things that he doesn't like, and he gets angry about things he doesn't like, and he blames everybody else for things he doesn't like. And it just struck me this morning when I saw this, are we, and I include myself in this, are we all Donald Trumps when it comes to climate change? Oh, no, I don't want to change. Oh, no, this is ridiculous. Let's blame Eamon Ryan. Oh, no, hang on, we can't blame the Greens. They're not in government anymore. Who are we going to find to blame for this reality that we're facing? Because it is a reality and it's an inescapable reality. It probably won't be 26 billion, but it'll be many billions of euros in fines come 2030. And are we going to face up to that, or are we going to Donald Trump like continue to stick our head in the sand?
I think it's going to be the latter, and I think it actually sort of makes sense, despite the fact that climate is obviously something that has to be dealt with, and the climate change has to be dealt with. I think spending money today is different in the mind of government and everybody, us as individuals too, to spending money in the future. And I think you do hope that you might not have to. And there is a small chance perhaps that we might not have to, not least because we are not alone in Europe in not hitting our climate targets.
Some of them have though. They're like Spain and those countries are going to say, hang on a second, we did the stuff. Why are you getting...
I suspect that if enough European countries don't hit their climate target or refuse to pay these fines, as I suspect the likes of Hungary or many other countries might do, that this will all unravel. And I think that...
We are the worst offender, but on a per capita basis. We're way further from hitting our target.
If we stay on track the way we are, we'll miss our target by 57%. Anyway, my feeling is that... It costs money to implement climate change. So there's a bit of a trade-off between the fines you might pay down the line and the money you have to pay today. I also do think that if enough European countries miss their target, that this may all be fudged and we'll get extensions and all of that. I think that's what's going to happen. And I actually think deep down the government are probably banking on that.
Well, why not spend the money now on actually making sure we hit our targets? Like, for example, one of the suggestions of this is a $4 billion investment to reduce the price of electric vehicles to below 15,000. That would enable the state to hit its target of nearly a million EVs. Like something, like spend the money now rather than wait and do something positive, and actually do something positive for the planet rather than waiting for the fines to come in. And it's dead money, I would have thought, is the obvious thing to do.
I suspect that there is more votes in spending $4 billion on houses.
I'll tell you what, there isn't votes. Well, we can do both, by the way. I tell you what, there isn't votes in changing agricultural use, because there's absolutely no appetite for that.
No, there is no appetite.
Because all we want to do is blame the Greens.
And there are lots of things that are unpopular here. There are lots of things that, if we were to do them, were expensive here. And I think there is, it's not just the government. How people manage their own personal finances is like that. Why don't we all have pensions and good pensions and stuff? Loads of people don't. It's because money today in your pocket is more valuable in your head than money that you might have in the future. And that's what it is.
Let us know what you think. Are we Donald Trump when it comes to the environment? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.